Those Ivy League buzzkills at Dartmouth College have just concluded a wide-ranging study on middle-age misery.
When we can expect it?
Exactly when we can expect it. They have actually pinpointed an exact age at which middle-age misery hits its lowest point.
Oh, boy.
And it's,
have I surpassed it?
We have both passed it, so that's good news for
us. That's nice.
It's 47.2.
It's all uphill from here, then.
47.2 is the age at which that U-shaped curve hits its bottom level and presumably gets better. After that?
Presumably.
Yes. 47.2 is the age in developed countries where middle-age misery hits its lowest point. And this includes feelings of, I'm going to list them all here real quick so we can get it over with, okay? Despair, anxiety, loneliness, sadness, strain, depression, bad nerves, phobias and panics, being downhearted, having restless sleep, losing confidence in oneself, not being able to overcome difficulties, being under strain, feeling like you're a failure, feeling left out, feeling tense, and thinking yourself a worthless person.
You sound like an advertiser for Trulicity or something. You know, they have to read those at the end of the commercials.
These are the side effects for the antidepressants you're taking. Your results may vary. Please consult your physician.
By the way, there are no quotes from people who did this study. They're all sitting on a bench just staring out into the ocean, right?
I guess so.
Lonely or forlorn.
We can assume it gets better after the age of 47.2. You know what? 47.2 is about the age in which parents are expecting their kids to move out of the house and then it never happens.
Exactly.
That could have something to do with it.